that doesn't happen. Farmers go right down to the water edge.
That's
people
right.
Build right down to the...
Riparian rights all over the country.
So we all have it, and so you can have your hippie retreat in a hippie bus.
You really think it's going to go for $2 million, though? You really think the public campaign is going to get it for $2 million?
Well, they've raised more than two. When they got to $2 million, they had around 32,000 pledges. They've now got 40,000. We don't know if they're the same magnitude, but that, to me, suggests they're probably up at least 2.5.
But I still say, when Lands and Surveys became DOC, a whole bunch of rubbishy, scrubby farmland got put into the DOC conservation portfolio. Why don't we do some land swaps, you know, get rid of some of that stuff that we actually could get rid of? And this is exactly the kind of thing that DOC should be buying.
All right, we'll take a break and come back in a moment. Jess Begani and David Farrer on The Huddle. It's 14 to 6.
Scenario. Loved one is overseas and is in need of some money. That's a cinch. The smart and simple way to transfer money overseas is NZ Forex. It's fast, secure and trusted worldwide by hundreds of thousands. Book your transfer online or by phone. They're open 24/7. Easy. Sending money abroad has never been easier or more convenient. Just check out the website and see for yourself. Go to nzforex.co.nz. That's nzforex.co.nz.
I'm with Leanne Coburn from Hearing Auckland. Leanne, what unique services does Hearing Auckland offer for anyone with hearing problems?
Hearing Auckland is the Auckland affiliate of the Hearing Association of New Zealand. It is a not-for-profit association, and so its most unique advantage is that it gives totally independent advice and counselling.
So how does that independent status help a customer?
A good example is that we're often asked for second opinions about the best hearing aid options. Because we're not linked to any one supplier, we can look across a broad range of alternatives for the best hearing solution within a customer's budget.
That sounds like a valuable service.
It is. And we have a full range of clinical services, earwax removal, free 30-minute consultations with our clinical staff, either audiologist or hearing therapist, or a 1.5-hour full clinical hearing assessment for just $90. We're a one-stop shop.
How do we make a booking?
Phone us on 524-9847 or visit hearingauckland.co.nz.
Newstalk ZB Community Notices.
With stressless recliners from Dunscombe Mobile Furniture, imagine that peace of mind begins with comfort.
Join in a stimulating and fun leisure activity of group dancing to toe-tapping music. Beginners classes in Scottish country dancing will be held on the 22nd and 29th of February in the St Oswald's Church Hall on Campbell Road. You don't need a partner, but soft-soled shoes, enthusiasm and a sense of humour are a must. Call Jeanette on 578 2400 for more.
Caring for our community. Newstalk ZB and Dunscombe Mobile Furniture.
Coming up on The Crowd Goes Wild tonight, live at 7 on Prime, we dissect what happened at the... No, we're just going to leave the cricket alone and move on. We're going to move on from the cricket people. Super Rugby's about to start. We go to the launch. The Crowd Goes Wild, live at 7 tonight on Prime and HD. Nice.
Larry Williams, Drive.
It's now 12 to 6. Josh Begani, David Farrer on The Huddle. Issue number 2, David, to you. John Oliver, the piss take on the dildo throwing incident I thought was... brilliantly funny, fabulous piece of work. Anyway, what did you see in it?
Oh, it was wonderful. It really was. I've watched it 3 or 4 times. Almost over the top. The chorus at the end was, I think, the final sort of take the Stephen Joyce for, you know, almost taunting us to do it, etc. But, yeah, they had a field day with it, and it's great. There's a sort of... Well, I'm not sure if it's as a country we're laughing at ourselves, because it wasn't a country that did it, was one mad woman. But, you know, I think we're all enjoying that, you know, we've become famous for such an unusual event.
Right, and Jesse, I don't want to, you know, the trouble is with this, the offender is further emboldened, I suppose, and thinks she's a hero and all that sort of stuff. She did at the outset. But anyway, this doesn't damage New Zealand's image, does it? I don't think so.
No, and the curmudgeonly responses and the slightly sour... tone from Andrew Little was just silly. Of course it's in good spirits, and you know, everybody's having a laugh at it. John Oliver is very funny. I think what Andrew Little should have done is look at Peter Jackson flying his dildo Stephen Joyce flag and go, now there's a flag I could get behind. There's a red peak I could get behind. You know, that's, he just should have come up with some sort of funny line and made a joke of it. And
or demand the House go into urgency to add that as a third flag option to the referendum.
Exactly.
Like red peak,
yeah,
was.
Never mind red peak, we'll go for pink peak.
Yeah, but you see what Andrew Little did here, he wasn't amused, and he tried to link it into the Prime Minister going on Letterman all those years ago, and I just
get over it.
I know it was it just hit a wrong note. when everybody else is having fun. And the world is looking at all the weapons of choice that get thrown at politicians, from tomatoes to eggs to Berlusconi. You got a souvenir cathedral.
You wonder if this will start a global trend.
Sex
where
toys.
In other countries, this will become the throwing of choice.
I'm looking forward to the KY jelly.
Mm. All right. Okay. Typical.
Lower the tone.
Yes. Alarm over $158 million DHB saving plan. Labor got this out of the Official Information Act. Anyway, so some hospitals are making some cuts, Josie. They've been told to make some savings. Do you have an issue with this?
Well, I do, because for me it's moving away from prevention. So the stuff they're targeting are the nurses and doctors working in mental health care. So you're talking depression, regional community stuff. Why on earth, again, this is what National does. They target the prevention stuff because it sounds like nanny state. Much easier politically to sell doing hip operations than it is to treating depression. So it's cutting the wrong stuff. You're cutting, and you're calling it, bureaucrat speak, holding off vacancies. Well, if that's not a job cut, I don't know what is.
Well,
or
it
efficiencies.
It is.
Of course it is.
Does it increase the risk to patients, though, David? And I suppose if you haven't got enough staff, it could do.
Yeah, it can, but I think it's first to note there's been, I think, $4 billion of extra funding going to DHBs. And what they're asking, though, is they're saying we'd like to find 1% efficiency. And sometimes that can be a good thing. If they can save money by being more efficient with their meals, with their cleaning services, better staff rosters, that's good.
Don't
if
use
they
the word
do
efficient,
it,
David. It's just that is such a code for I'm going to cut you.
Yeah, but look, no, most DHBs do it well. They actually don't touch services. There's half a dozen, though, which are doing stuff like not replacing doctors or nurses in time, and that's a bad way to do it. So overall, I don't think there's any problem with saying, as we do to sort of most of the public sector, you know, be efficient.
Oh, maybe we can run the health system with sort of give a little campaigns and Gareth Morgan can treat depression. There's an idea.
Gareth's a good antidote to depression.
Yeah, but the problem with that low blow there, Josie, is that every country in the world, you know, they've got problems with funding their health system. I just wonder whether we need a new way for health, whether it's a dedicated tax. We don't have that in this country. A lot of countries do, but they still have problems, whether it's inflation-proofed.
Individual saver accounts like Singapore has.
Yeah.
It's a very good model.
And it's not, you're right, I mean, to be lightweight about it, it is something that is an issue for every OECD country. And a reason why I think, you know, Labor was wrong to campaign against TPP, because you've got to sound and look like you know how to grow the pie before you start distributing it. And I would rather see our health system fully funded and not to see these cuts like this. That's one of the trade-offs
funded,
that you make
for
free trade.
You could double your health funding and it won't be fully funded because new medicines, new technology, it's wonderful stuff.
Yeah,
but you can never afford all of it. So there's no full funding option.
Right.
As a matter of what we do.
No, that funding, but cutting the prevention stuff doesn't make any sense. If you're just going to fund the ambulance at the bottom of the cliff stuff, you're going to get a ballooning health budget no matter what.
Thank you, Josie Pagani and David Farah on the Huddle. It's now 7 to 6.